Happy Marketing Monday to you guys. Super Bowl Sunday was yesterday, and got some thoughts on marketing. It's just felt timely, right? Perfect segue into the episode, the podcast episode for today. Jumping right into it, first thing that stands out is the influencers. A lot of influencers in these commercials, in these brands, for these brands, which makes sense. So curious to see how we can use that. I mean, of course, basketball trainers often use this in their training business with elite athletes. And, you know, it's the name of the game. It's so standard now. But for sure, influencers were key in this. I think they were in almost every commercial. Second was, honestly, you know, an unpopular opinion. I liked the Bitcoin commercial, the QR code floating among the screen. It made me think about retargeting and how effective retargeting actually is, because it got me to purchase a share of Ethereum, and it literally was just a floating QR code. And purchasing a share has been on my mind for a while, but it just hasn't happened. And if you're sitting right there in front of the screen watching these commercials, what better time to actually purchase this than right then and there? So retargeting is very important, and especially catching people at an ideal time to take an action like that. So while it was a boring commercial and it was nothing like the others, I think it probably was, if one of the most effective ones, because what are you going to do? I mean, you're playing on the mind. You, of course, want to take your phone out and see what it's a code for. And that's exactly what I did. Next, I would say, well, just to touch on the retargeting. If you're running advertising, then we should be retargeting. Like, there are so many people who see our ads who may like or want to do something, but just forget or can't at that moment. And it's hard to come back to it until you get retargeted. And we're seeing that those are the ads that are the most successful. So I think having an audience of whatever size that you can retarget, whether they watch a certain percentage of your videos on Google or on YouTube or on Facebook, or you have a retargeting audience, however you get that retargeting audience, it is well worth it. We are going to have a course on this very soon, inside of the locker room. So stay tuned for that, or reach out to me if you want early access to that. But the Pringles episode made me think about being in tune with our customers and taking action on feedback. Like, I'm sure all of us have gotten our hands stuck in the Pringles can, right? So it was kind of nostalgic in a sense. And, you know, it made me think about being in tune with the feedback customers give us and taking action on it. So one person's problem is everybody's problem is something that stood out to me. And it's something worth speaking on, because I know I've read that advertising is basically a public spread of private desire, private want. And that sticks with me, because, you know, this is different because it's not a want. We don't want to get our hands stuck in the Pringles can, but it's happened before, and it's a shared experience that they marketed. So that was really cool to see them market that and play on that. The next thing just stood out to me, the Jones commercial with the Toyota Tundra. My last name is Jones, so I just like that because it was common between Keeping Up with the Joneses, and funny with Nick Jonas wanting to do that. I heard a lot of good feedback on that. People like that commercial. And the last one that comes to mind is the Barbie commercial, because, you know, I think they took Disney's, and it's not Disney's style, like Disney's not the only person or company that does this, but I think it is a marquee of Disney to tell stories within stories, right? Like, we hear the story, or we see Thor, then Loki has his own story or his own series, and, you know, Iron Man and all the Avengers have their own particular stories. And maybe Buzz is going to have a story. He has a story pretty soon, and you start to have these micro stories within these characters. And they did that with the Barbie brand, because you think, like, okay, Barbie has all these dope houses. How the heck do they pay for these dope houses? Like, did Barbie use an app? Did she do something different? Like, it's an inside storytelling that I think we could think about that will help us to create more content. And being meta helps us to be more original. Like, how meta can we really get within our storytelling, within our content creation? So, yeah, those things stood out to me. Hopefully one of those helps you out with your marketing, being in tune with the feedback, and, you know, realizing that one person's problem is everybody's problem, one person's want is everybody's want, being meta with our storytelling like Barbie did, and retargeting and having influencers and retargeting for higher conversion rates like Bitcoin probably had, or sorry, FTX or whoever it was, man. I think it was Coinbase. They converted me, you know, so I'm sure it works for other people as well. Hopefully that helps you guys out. Just some quick thoughts on the Super Bowl commercials, and have a great day.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.